With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's been a growing part of the seasonal worker landscape in the Pacific Northwest since 2007, and the increasing demand for H-2A workers has kept WAFLA busy ever since. Executive Director Dan Fazio says it's a fine balance between being mindful of the domestic workforce and filling holes through the H-2A program.
Our idea is that we should use this program to get labor parity. And, you know, I've heard growers that are in the H-2A program say, if you're not in the H-2A program, you should send a thank you note to the grower across the street who's using the program, because bringing in the workers to allow the existing domestic workforce to be able to go to other employers. Sure way of saying that we all know that competition for workers is what's going to drive your wages higher. And so if we could have labor parity, that would be what we're interested in.
Speaking at the Small Fruit Conference in Linden last week, Fazio says there are those who don't appreciate the work WAFLA does.
Activists who claim to represent workers have openly called for the end of the program, but H-2A workers don't want it to end. So that's their problem. That's their disconnect. That's their cross to bear, if you will. And so this is Farm Worker Justice, which is a national firm in Washington, D.C., that says that they represent farm workers. And we've been lobbying to make the changes to the H-2A program to make it more usable, and they don't like that. You know, it was their comment from their Twitter feed.
Listen tomorrow for more on the seasonal labor divide in Northwest agriculture.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.